Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, right before we close, I want to talk about the wisdom moment. The wisdom moment today is from Proverbs chapter 23, Proverbs 23, and it is 23, 17, and 18. It reads, "Do not let your hearts envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off." Think about that. Do not let your hearts envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. I mean, think about the word envy. The definition of envy, it's a feeling, it's an emotion, a feeling of discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions or qualities. I want to have their life. I want to have their things. I want to have their stuff. We think about it. And so he's telling us, do not let your heart start feeling discontented or resentful and start creating these longings for someone else's possessions or someone else's life or someone else's job or somebody else's things. He says, you know, don't do that. He says, always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. Zealous comes from the word zeal, and zeal means great energy and enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause. And the fear of the Lord, I mean, you could, it can go so deep, but you think about it, you could describe it this way. The fear of the Lord can be spoken about in such depth, yet the Lord asks nothing of us that we cannot achieve when we allow him to do it through us. There's no, the fear of the Lord, you could say this. The fear of the Lord can be described as having a constant awareness and the acknowledgement of God, his presence, his ways, his feelings towards us and towards sin. It's in being aware of his kindness and his sternness, the kindness and the sternness of God, and living within those tensions with his love for us and our love for him demonstrated by our obedience as our focal point. That tension between the kindness and sternness of God. You know, the Apostle Paul writes, they failed to acknowledge God and to be grateful to him for his protection and provision. And so it's when we walk in that, so we're to have great energy and enthusiasm towards keeping a constant awareness and an acknowledgement of God, his presence, his ways, his feelings towards us and towards sin. It's to have great energy and enthusiasm in our awareness and willingness to live in the tensions between the kindness and sternness of our awesome God, and having great energy and enthusiasm for God's love for us and our love for him demonstrated by our obedience. And he says, in doing this, surely, surely there's a future hope for you. Proverbs 23, 17 through 18. Do not let your hearts envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.